Hello, that was part one, which is now part two. Please watch part two. It is very sad, and knowing the guy, it made me cry. It really upset me. Okay, so just sit and watch this one now.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
And see you all at the next protest. Bye-bye.
And has it affected you since then? You've been involved in that Scientology a lot?
The funny thing is, even though I couldn't work in it and all these things, I still believed what L. Ron Hubbard was saying was right.
Right.
I just thought they were misinterpreting it, what he was saying. If they were doing what he was saying, then everything would be working perfectly.
Right. Such as Chinese whispers,
yeah,
sort of thing.
So I still used to buy guns for the local law of Manchester or and buy books and still study it,
right,
for a few years afterwards. And it's only when going on the internet, eventually I went on the internet, and I was scared to go on it because I knew if you read OTFinity, you'd die basically.
Why do you think you'd die if you read OT3? I mean, I've heard this, but were you told this?
Yeah, I was told it many, many times.
Right, so it took some doing to read it.
Yeah. I knew about it because I was going to the internet cafe and I saw, but I wouldn't click on that site. And over a few weeks, I decided I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And the fear in me, my heart was pounding, pouring with sweat, just sat in the internet cafe. Just to click this button and read it, the fear that was in me that I'd overcome. And I read it, and for a few weeks later, I was worried that something would happen.
Yes.
I'd be knocked over by a car. Because they say you're pulling bad things if you go against Scientology or
yeah,
Hubbard's doctrines.
Yes.
Bad things would happen,
yes,
to you.
Well, you're still here today, aren't you? How many years is that from about? When you were told that?
I've been out, I finally found out the truth 6 years ago, and I've been picketing ever since. I joined in with the old guard,
yes,
and joined Dave Bird and the guys from London, and I was picketing with them, and now here with Anonymous,
yes,
and I intend to carry on until the job's done.
Well, as you know, Neil, my daughter's involved in Scientology, and we've been trying now for years, she's been involved 4 years. Do you think we've got a chance of getting her out?
I thought I'd never come out. My mind was 100% on Scientology. Even I had friends when I was still in.
Yes.
And got out of the seal, but I still believed in it.
Yes.
Even my non-Scientology friends, I'd be bringing them pamphlets, trying to get them into it all the time.
Yes.
So I was like a hopeless case, really. But I did. Something clicked eventually, something clicked. Even going into the York, because they're meant to like rise above normal mankind and be like supermen. Perfect abilities, perfect health,
yeah,
perfect communication skills. And I'd go into the York and realise, well, they're not like that really anyway.
No.
They're sat there, they're hunched over. They're not really good communicators.
No.
And these are guys who've been in 20 and 30 years.
Yeah.
So things were clicking in their head all the time. And then I started going on the internet. Do you even know I was a hopeless case? I was 100% into it.
Yeah.
I managed to get out, so there's always a chance.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm here today to speak against it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Neil. I really appreciate it. It's good luck for the future as well.
Okay.
Thank you.